Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor in communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor. Surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving. For the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow. Because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper. And they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit. And you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships. And Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season. For Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said to focus. I had scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in a season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says, anything with addiction, Father God says, this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying, avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says, you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says, move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says, this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying, let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says, he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says, avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says, this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says, this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says, this is also the season to begin to focus on self. And Father God says, you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says, let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book, for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Karima. I just hear God says, rain the pen of a rain writer. God says he's preparing you for a time of writing and an outpouring of his spirit. I see you beginning to do some more speaking, even within and throughout the community. I see travel favorable for you. God is going to give you an opportunity to travel in the area of speaking and ministry. Speaking and ministry. God says you're going to go forth as a great lioness, a prophetess, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that don't give up on the dream. God is saying that don't give up on the vision. I see the boxes packed. I see you moving. I see elevation all around you and your household. And God is saying that be prepared for the newness. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Karima. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying new things. God says new study. I'm hearing God say that he's preparing you. God says that there's expansion. God says that there's much authority within you, much leadership, and God says that there's much that you're going to do. I'm hearing God also say that there's much change around you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Karima. There's educational favor around you. God says there's scholarships and grants to help you in your pursuit of knowledge. I even see where the letters are next to your name, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Karima. I hear the word of the Lord saying you are too blessed to be stressed. For Father God says, take this time to express yourself through speaking, through communicating effectively. And Father God says, take this time also to listen. For Father God says, you're going to hear volumes in the silence as you listen. I do hear Father God said in this season, build your vocabulary, because in due season you're coming into the presence of many leaders and authority figures, and Father God says you're going to bless many. I hear Father God said your voice is going to be heard locally as well as overseas, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Karima. Thank you for the seed, woman of God. Know that I will give thee strength, and I shall cover thee. I will give you strength even in your emotions. Master your emotions. I will give you wisdom. I bring you to a time of healing. For the Lord says things are given to smooth themselves out, and you're going to find that something's around doctors. It's just going to be success, 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 success. Smooth delivery, joy and peace and happiness. I see a big smile all over your face. For the Lord will say unto thee, that you're coming into a season where the Lord says that he's settling some things, even some things concerning the past, and he's going to lift up some things off of thee. He's going to lift the burdens off of thee. For the Lord says, I promise thee favor. I promise thee increase, increase, increase. For the Lord will say unto thee, woman of God, that you're stepping into your season of a celebration. For I am the Lord, and I shall repay, I shall replenish, and I shall restore every loss that your heart has ever felt. For the Lord says, I don't know why, I don't know who this close loved one that has made their departure. I see them smiling down upon you. I see them smiling down upon you. And says, go Karima, go Karima, go Karima. For life is beginning to start all over again. You're going to see that the birth of this child and even this pregnancy, it's going to open up a brand new level of blessings, opportunities, and even greater leadership for thee. For this shall be the promised seed. For this shall be like your Isaac that shall bring forth and birth new blessings into your life, but also in the life of your husband as well. Bless you and thank you for your seed.